meant to a lot as a family. Come from a long way, pretty much from nothing to where we are now. And just hearing my name called today, getting the phone call from the Green Bay Packers was an awesome moment. And I just, I was with my family today, and it was just us, no media, no other outside friends. It was just me and my family. And when we saw that name across the screen, that's when it all kind of popped in reality. And we were just so thankful for it.
Did you have any expectations of where you thought you might go in the draft, or were you hearing people say that your size might be an issue?
I'm sorry, can you say that one more time?
Where were you expecting to be taken in the draft, and did you think it was your size was an issue?
I really was anywhere between, you know, that late second round to who knows when, you know, so I was, it was a long wait game for me, and I saw a couple tight ends before me go, and I do understand my size was an issue for a lot of people, but it hasn't held me back to get me to where I am now, and I'm not going to let it hold me back in the NFL. That's just who I am, and I play hard, and I think a lot of expression I get when I see a lot of people in person is they always say, I look a lot bigger on TV, and I think that's just because I play big, so I'm excited to see what happens.
His thoughts on the talent pool that the Packers have at tight end.
What are your thoughts on the talent pool the Packers currently have at tight end?
One more time, I'm sorry.
What do you know about what the Packers currently have at tight end, the talent at that position?
I feel bad for keep asking, but I can barely hear.
Do you know what the Packers have in the way of depth of talent at the tight end position?
Okay, yes, sir, I do. I know they got a stud coming back. He was injured last year, Michael Finley. And my, you know, and they, I understand he has his backups as well, which is great talent. But I've never been that player that, you know, is scared of competition in front of him. I believe it makes you better. And what better person to learn from in the NFL than one who I think is might be the best tight end in the NFL right now, which is Michael Finley. So I'm excited to learn from him, to be around the guys, and just take it all in.
Can you talk about all of the different places you lined up in that offense and how that helped you?
Yes, it was big time with Coach Petrino. He liked having people at his tight end position be what you would call versatile players. And I lined up at fullback, I lined up attached to the line of scrimmage at tight end. I even bumped out, lined up in a slot, even sometimes all the way out where the X or Z receiver would be. So I moved all around the place, and it's something I've done for the past 3 years in college, and I'm very comfortable with doing it.
DJ, do you anticipate playing some special teams?
Yes, I do. That's part of it. You know, the roster is not near as big in the NFL as it is in college football, and a lot of players play on special teams. And I think if you can excel in the special teams games, it could change, you know, the outcome of, you know, entire games. So I'm very excited to contribute any way possible, special teams, offense, defense, it doesn't matter. I'm just ready to play.
What other teams were interested in you, DJ?
I really thought I was going to be off the board when Miami came up in the fourth round, you know, but they passed and took someone else, and that's what I really thought was very interested, and I was surprised they didn't pick me, but, you know, I feel like I'm in a great situation now. I'm defending Super Bowl champs to a better place, and I'm one of the best quarterbacks in the league throwing the ball.
What do you plan to do for your mom?
I'm not going to say, you know, those players who want to, you know, give their mom $50 million, one, you know, being fifth rounder, you know, have $50 million to spend. But I just want to get her out of the neighborhood that we are currently in right now in Little Rock, put her somewhere nice where she doesn't have to worry about if she locked the doors or not or not.
How much does that motivate you?
Can you say that one more time?
How much does that motivate you?
Oh, that's big time. One, to take care of my family, because family is so important to me. And to be honest, you know, I'm just a competitor, and I like to compete in everything I do. And, you know, after I started seeing a couple of those tight ends come off the board, you know, I took it personal, and, you know, I want to get out here and kind of show off that I was one of the best tight ends to be taking this year.
What's the most important lesson you learned from your past?
I would say, no matter what life throws at you, because you can't avoid anything that life wants to throw at you. It's how you respond from it. It's how you build your character. Are you going to be a strong man who's going to face it and keep moving forward, or are you going to fold? And for me, every time adversity hits, it's you got to stand up like a man and take it and face it and become stronger from it.
What was the turning point for you, DJ?
Turning point with my family?
Well, you know, the hard times. When did you know that it was going to turn out all right?
I would say when my mom made the decision to leave, and when we got to Arkansas, and we moved into our home for the first, or, you know, home. We lived in shelters for a while, but when we moved into our home and sat there that first night with no furniture in it, but just the fact that it was our home and our new, you know, life that we're starting, that's when it all kind of turned around. Like, now we have a clean plate and we can make what we want out of it. And I know with a strong mother and our strong family, we can do whatever we want.
When did that happen for you?
Can you say that one more time?
When did that happen for you?
I want to say when we moved and all this went down, I was around 11 or 12. I cannot remember exactly. Fourth grade. I remember that.
And where were you before Arkansas? Were you in another state?
I was in Dallas, yes. That's where we moved from.
DJ, we've all seen the E60 piece. We've read some stories now about your background. Why have you been so open about it?
I was a little hesitant at first. It started off with a small local reporter in Fayetteville, kind of brought the story out into public, and then I saw how important of an issue it was with people, you know, around the country, you know, if not the world, with domestic violence. And I think sports gives, you know, us athletes a platform to raise awareness for situations that need to be erased from. And so mine was domestic violence, and I had a platform where if I said something, a lot of people would hear it, and I thought it was something that could help people out in the long run.
You gonna take the family out for dinner tonight?
Say one more time.
You gonna take the family out to dinner tonight?
Is my family taking me out to dinner?
Yeah, you gonna take everybody out to dinner tonight?
I would like to say I am. You know, right now since there's an NFL lockout, I'm currently still unemployed and have no job with no money. So I'll maybe McDonald's, and maybe we'll branch out to a Ruth. Maybe we'll branch out to a, you know, a Bonefish or Ruth Chris whenever the lockout's over.
Anything else for DJ? DJ, speaking of the lockout, does it worry you that it might be a while before you get in here and get to work?
Getting in there, getting to work is something that I really want to do. You know, I figure if we get in there as soon as possible, we have a better chance of, you know, I can say we now, of winning another Super Bowl. But now I just have to do my part. It's something I can't control. I have to stay working out and just be ready for whenever they decide to, you know, open those doors again.